Hey, Mark. Glad to see you survived as well.
I did, but this week was very tense. We're all still on edge in my department.
I think everyone still is. This is the first time I've seen a layoff like this.
Me too. The new management team took some very drastic measures to cut costs.
Too drastic, maybe. To be honest, I think this kind of management style is not very good for morale.
Definitely not. Everyone is stressed out and worried about their jobs. That can't be good.
I just hope we're safe from now on. Do you think anyone else is getting sacked?
I hope not. We're already spread thin as it is. We lost a lot of personnel in our department, and most of us are going to need to do much more work than before.
So you'll have to compensate for all the manpower you're now missing.
That's right. We have some rough months ahead of us, I'd say.
It is what it is. I just hope firing all these people pays off in the end, and that we still get to keep our jobs.
Yes, but like you said yourself, this is bad for morale. I bet everyone who's still here is probably sending job applications and getting ready to bail out.
That's exactly what I did yesterday. I think the worst is over, but I'd rather play it safe.
I did that too. If I'm gonna get fired, I'd better have a backup plan.
That's always a good idea. Hey, Mark. Glad to see you survived as well.
I did, but this week was very tense. We're all still on edge in my department.
I think everyone still is. This is the first time I've seen a layoff like this.
Me too. The new management team took some very drastic measures to cut costs.
Too drastic, maybe. To be honest, I think this kind of management style is not very good for morale.
Definitely not. Everyone is stressed out and worried about their jobs. That can't be good.
I just hope we're safe from now on. Do you think anyone else is getting sacked?
I hope not. We're already spread thin as it is. We lost a lot of personnel in our department, and most of us are going to need to do much more work than before.
So you'll have to compensate for all the manpower you're now missing.
That's right. We have some rough months ahead of us, I'd say.
It is what it is. I just hope firing all these people pays off in the end, and that we still get to keep our jobs.
Yes, but like you said yourself, this is bad for morale. I bet everyone who's still here is probably sending job applications and getting ready to bail out.
That's exactly what I did yesterday. I think the worst is over, but I'd rather play it safe.
I did that too. If I'm gonna get fired, I'd better have a backup plan.
That's always a good idea. Hey, Mark. Glad to see you survived as well.
I did, but this week was very tense. We're all still on edge in my department.
I think everyone still is. This is the first time I've seen a layoff like this.
Me too. The new management team took some very drastic measures to cut costs.
Too drastic, maybe. To be honest, I think this kind of management style is not very good for morale.
Definitely not. Everyone is stressed out and worried about their jobs. That can't be good.
I just hope we're safe from now on. Do you think anyone else is getting sacked?
I hope not. We're already spread thin as it is. We lost a lot of personnel in our department, and most of us are going to need to do much more work than before.
So you'll have to compensate for all the manpower you're now missing.
That's right. We have some rough months ahead of us, I'd say.
It is what it is. I just hope firing all these people pays off in the end, and that we still get to keep our jobs.
Yes, but like you said yourself, this is bad for morale. I bet everyone who's still here is probably sending job applications and getting ready to bail out.
That's exactly what I did yesterday. I think the worst is over, but I'd rather play it safe.
I did that too. If I'm gonna get fired, I'd better have a backup plan.
That's always a good idea.